and you're tuned to Headlines and Highlights, breaking the corporate media stranglehold. Stay tuned at the end of this half-hour broadcast for contact information. Now we're going to turn our attention to this week's spotlight sound. It comes to us from the band Spearhead from their forthcoming album, Stay Human. Here's the song, Dawning.
Time and an aggressive time, a painful time, a time where cynicism rots the vine, and a time where violence blocks the summer shine. Lifetimes go by in a flash, in a search for love, in a search for cash. Everybody wanna be some fat tycoon, everybody wanna be on a tropic honeymoon. Nobody wanna sing a little bit out of tune, or be the backbone of a rebel platoon. It's too soon to step out of line. You might get laughed at, you might get fined, but do you fear me when I say I feel pain every day when I see the way my friends gotta slave and never get ahead of bills they gotta pay? No way, no way. Some make a living doing killing, Colombian penicillin. Some are willing to play the villain, they just chilling to pass the time, pass the information, or pass the wine, pass the buck, or pass the baton. But you can't pass the police or the Pentagon, the IRS or the upper echelon. I think it's time to make a move on the contradiction. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Say, time. I say it one more time to emphasize the meaning of my rhyme. To rise above all the dirt and grime, at the right spice, at the right time. Fuck the Constitution. Are we part of the solution, or are we part of the pollution? Sitting by and wondering why things ain't the way we like to find them to be. To be for you and for me, the people over there and the ones in between. Check our habitation. Are we a peace-loving nation? Peace-loving nation. I have a reasonable doubt. I think I just spell it out. There's no need to scream or to shout. The NRA just bought a man's soul, then he jumps up and shouts, gun control. The government say that killing's a sin unless you kill a murderer with a lethal syringe. So I ask again, are we peace lovers then? Peace lovers then. Some of them slang guns when they 6 years old. Some of them end up in some 6 foot hole. This whole damn place seems to lost control. So I raise my voice before I lose my soul. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporations a complication. Yeah.
Express my feelings by rebuilding me balls. Spinning on a record, y'all try to confiscate. Take what I communicate with. It's ancient, gift to the lips, steady creating, activating. Passing vocal violations to the blind plus the seeing. Human doesn't mean just being, becoming. Don't believe it, just be life it. Belongings and beloved, rehearse it or recite it while shining. Drop your guns, move your tongues without a motivation. No times lyrics come, sometimes fun, others run. Their mouth throw away, my mind's cold beaming like an early sun ray. One day we'll get the picture and all combine. Unless we're talking about minds, mine and become one mind. Every piece of the puzzle has its place to build the piece of the puzzle called the human race. Taking it long enough to cross the formal journalistics. It's like the critics look backwards to rap words. I'm sure raising my hand with questions and demands. Statements and a plan with the map of the land.
Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Keep the corporations of complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come. Give the corporation some complication, y'all.
During the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles, Free Radio Santa Cruz reporter Old Lady Scar Arms caught up with Independent Media Center co-founder Dan Merkel. In this interview, they discuss the origins of the Independent Media Center and the crucial role it can play in bringing about social change through first-hand, unfiltered information.
This is Old Lady Arms reporting for Free Radio Santa Cruz, and I'm interviewing
Dan Merkel from the Independent Media Center.
So you were one of the co-founders of the Independent Media Center, are one of the co-founders?
Along with probably five or six other people that were involved at the beginning, another 30 people that were involved for about a 30 to 45 day period, and then probably 500 or 600 people that made Seattle happen during the WTO. And now we're up to probably 1,500 to 2,000 people around the world that are involved in the project.
How have things changed since Seattle? How have things progressed in the Media Center?
Well, the number of websites has exploded. Seattle was the first project that we had, and 8 months later, we now have 22 websites around the world. So that's probably the most significant expansion of the IMC project, in that it has allowed us to include a lot of other communities around the world, increase the number of people that are involved, and probably most importantly, just foster a lot of creativity in terms of new ways to approach the website. The other significant change to the IMC project is the launch of our television satellite project, which happened 3 or 4 weeks ago. Free Speech Television out of Boulder launched it on the EchoStar satellite system, so we now have our own satellite station 24 hours a day for the progressive community, and they run video tapes most of the time, but in Philadelphia for the Republican National Convention, we launched a program with Amy Goodman from Democracy Now, who has a radio show on the Pacifica Network, and we televised her radio show live 2 hours every morning. In addition to televising Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! Show each morning during the Republican convention, we also had an hour and a half show each evening that was comprised of live coverage of the day's events in the streets, as well as other substantive issues. And we also had pre-produced content, which was included in the nightly wrap-up show as well. That show is hosted by Laura Flanders, who is the co-founder of FAIR with Norman Solomon. And she also has a show on Working Assets Radio out of Boulder, Colorado.
Can you briefly tell me how the Independent Media Center got started?
Jeff Perlstein and Jimmy Mattson, who are media activists, had been talking for quite a while, I think individually, about the need for a progressive media center, and Jeff was involved with the Democratic National Convention in Chicago in 1996 in a project. Interestingly enough, that was shut down during the convention without any justification. In about August of last year, Jeff and a couple others had realized that the corporate press was not covering the substantive messages of the activists, and there was going to be a need for progressive media activists to have a place to do their work during the WTO conference. So they had a meeting with about 5 or 6 people, and a friend of mine told me about it, and I was excited about the project, so a couple of us developed the kind of plan to implement it, and over the course of a 60-day period, we went out and found 5 locations, raised all the money, and put the word out to media activists all around the country, who gave us great support and confirmation working and what's not, so that as we move forward after this particular convention, that we can continue to expand and improve upon the system. So being aware of the strengths of our model and the weaknesses and what the opportunities are is something that I'm constantly trying to identify, and also trying to identify new people that want to help bring us to the next level.
What are the strengths and weaknesses of the Independent Media Center?
I think the most important aspect of it is that we've created an atmosphere where it's non-hierarchical and everyone feels like they can contribute in a meaningful way. And we made it very clear in Seattle when we first developed the vision for the project that there would be an absolute requirement to mutual respect between people, that there were going to be a lot of people that were angry and pissed off about the corporations during the WTO conference, and we wanted to make sure that people checked all that bullshit at the front door and didn't bring it inside to the project. And we were surprisingly successful at being able to maintain that level of respect. So I think that we are developing or have developed a model that is reflective of what's needed for governance models in the business world as well as in the political world, and that is that there has to be room for voices from a lot of different people and a lot of different backgrounds so that we can fully understand the needs and complexities of our communities and to identify the solutions. And there's no handful of individuals that are smart enough to figure that out on their own. And if they use a top-down, patriarchal, authoritarian model where they're just telling people what to do, then people aren't going to feel very motivated to want to spend the time and the hard work to try to assist in either helping a company or helping a community move forward. So we identified early on that we didn't have the financial resources to build a big model, nor did we want to, and that the way that we would build a successful model is to create an environment where people would be motivated and be excited and upbeat and have lots of energy. But more importantly, when people came to check out the project, they knew that this was a positive place for them to want to be involved. And with each project, our network just gets bigger and bigger, and everyone that's been associated with it and been involved is just amazed that we've been able to create this atmosphere of mutual respect and yet a tremendous amount of hard work. This isn't a laid-back place just to chill and try to pretend like everything's cool and there is mutual respect. It's one of the hardest working environments I've ever been involved in, and yet it's probably one of the most respectful environments I've been involved in. And to the extent that we can demonstrate to other organizations and communities that it is possible to have a decision-based community that's non-hierarchical, that we're going to be able to spread this vision and this way of being to a lot of people. And I think a lot of our inspiration came from the protesters in Seattle, where they developed the affinity-based models. Or they didn't develop, they adopted it. It had been around for a long time. But they reinvigorated it and demonstrated to us and to the rest of the world, really, that small groups of people that have a system based on good, respectful communication that then coordinates with other groups can be very powerful. And you don't have to get bogged down with everybody agreeing to each other's mission statements and values and a lot of the things that have prevented a lot of big organizations and communities from really moving forward.
And that's it for this inaugural edition of Headlines and Highlights, Breaking the Corporate Media Stranglehold. Thanks for listening. If you have comments or criticisms, please contact Headlines and Highlights, care of Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, at P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061, or call area code 831-427-4523. And you can always listen in to Free Radio Santa Cruz 24 hours a day on the World Wide Web at www.microradio.net/FRSC. This show was produced live in the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, and our theme music was arranged and performed by Neil Norman and his Cosmic Orchestra. Tune in again next week.